specially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members are donating their services. Hey now, thanks for asking the Elliot Lawrence Gang back to Here's to Veterans. And here's a swinger to open. Look, look. Look, look, and this is Elliot Lawrence. Listen, how much should a veteran pay for a GI house? Well, here's a quick formula I picked up from a fellow selling quick formulas on a street corner. Listen, X equals Y cubed times the square root of 27 minus 34. I'll repeat that. X equals Y cubed times the square root of 27 minus 34. I went back to ask what the formula means, but a cop came along, and the man in his suitcase scooted but fast. So I went to VA, and they said there's no big secret to figuring out how much to pay for a GI house. Said VA, if you're going to buy a GI house, do this. Get pencil and paper and write down your basic monthly costs. Put down payment for interest, principal, taxes, insurance. You can get a pretty close approximation from the builder or the real estate man who's handling the deal. You start with those four figures when you begin to find out whether you can buy the house or not. But there's a lot more to put down on paper. So keep your pencil handy, and I'll give you the rest of the formula as soon as we play this next tune for you. Danny Ricardo sings with our band, This Is Goodbye. Danny?
This is goodbye. Goodbye, I'm leaving. But don't you cry. Don't you be grieving. It's all over now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were my own. My baby, I love you so. I don't mean maybe, but it's all over now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I thought that you would always be my baby. very own. But now I know just what you are, a rolling stone, so fare thee well. Our ways have parted, you can't be true. You're too false-hearted. Say it's all over now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. So fare thee well. Our ways have parted. You can't be true. You're too false-hearted. Say it's all over now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. It's all over now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. See you soon, babe.
Danny Ricardo. The tune, This Is Goodbye. And this is Elliot Lawrence. Now back to an important question, and the correct answer. The question, how much should a veteran pay for a GI house? The answer, get pencil and paper. Put down payments for interest, for principal, for taxes, for insurance. You can get a close estimate from your real estate man. Next, put down average monthly payment for utilities, for gas, electricity, water, and so on. Then put down for repairs, an occasional paint job, plumbing, a leaky roof, things like that. You can't keep a house without upkeep. How much? Well, check with the folks in the neighborhood who live in similar houses. They can give you a pretty good idea. Now add things up. Take a good look at the total amount. How does the total compare with what you pay now for housing or for rent? If the GI house you're considering costs a lot more than your present expenses, you better look around for something else. If the total isn't too much higher than your present cost, and if you can handle the difference, you know you're in good shape to go ahead and buy. You know you can handle it. And fellas, good luck. Now, everybody cha-cha with a tropical cha-cha. Once again, folks, thanks for asking the Elliot Lawrence Gang back to Here's to Veterans. And for a closer, the band and We Can't Go On. Here's to Veterans tribute from yours truly, Elliot Lawrence and my orchestra. Here's to Veterans is presented, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their services. And this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more top-flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. And from New York, this is Elliot Lawrence saying, thanks for listening.